six Navy SEALs and two of their wives have sued the Associated Press. They're upset about personal photos used in a story that alleged possible abuse of Iraqi detainees. Members of the Special Forces unit say the pictures clearly show their faces and that their lives are now in danger. The AP says it was just doing its job investigating all claims of prisoner abuse. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
Earlier this month, Associated Press reporter Seth Hatena found the 15 photos on a publicly accessible website called SmugMug.com. A wife of one of the Navy SEALs posted the pictures, thinking the photo gallery website was password protected. The amateur snapshots show SEALs sitting on hooded and handcuffed Iraqis. Another picture shows a SEAL using a flashlight mounted on his pistol to illuminate the captured man's face for a photo. The Navy maintains these are acceptable procedures for commandos as part of intelligence gathering. San Diego attorney Jim Houston filed a lawsuit. He says the Navy goes to great lengths to protect the identities of its 2,400-member elite force and says the photos have changed that.
These guys are back in Iraq. Their faces are all over Al Jazeera. They're on billboards in Cuba accusing them of being fascists and Nazis. There are photographs on websites where they've pulled out the digital faces that say, "Remember these faces." It's just terrible, and it was completely unnecessary.
The names of several U.S. military personnel are clearly visible in the pictures. The suit asks the AP not to print any more photos and demands unspecified monetary damages. The lawsuit does not name the Navy SEALs, but their attorney says they're not under investigation for prisoner abuse. Reporter Seth Hatena declined to comment and referred questions to AP legal counsel David Tomlin.
We believe that our use of the photos that we published after having visited the website of the person who had these photos stored was not only right and proper, but constitutionally protected. And we intend to defend ourselves vigorously against these complaints, and we expect to win.
Media rights groups have rallied around the Associated Press. Lucy Delglish is the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. She says journalists should investigate all possible cases of prisoner abuse.
This is a story of major interest, and maybe the AP should have blurred the names or blurred the faces, but they did nothing illegal writing a story about this. The military needs to take some responsibility and educate family members about what happens when they do things like this.
Beth Givens is a privacy expert with the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse in San Diego. She understands the position of the Associated Press, but she feels sympathy for the military service members and their families.
I think these individuals have learned the hard way that the web is not a medium for private communications. It's really a very public place.
Attorney Jim Houston says the real losers are the Navy SEALs.
There is some concern about their future careers. I mean, if you're a covert operator and your face is all over the place, you kind of don't have a covert career anymore. So the opportunity of advancement in their current profession in the military or transferring to intelligence agency is probably substantially limited by this.
Two wives of the pictured SEALs say they have received harassing and threatening phone calls since the photos were published. After the original story was printed in early December, the Navy said the 15 photos were taken for legitimate intelligence gathering purposes. However, the Navy has expanded its investigation into other personal photos taken by Navy SEALs in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.